America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles. Assailants ambushed a U.S. Army foot patrol just outside Fajula at midday Monday, killing one American and wounding five others in the second day of attacks in this anti-U.S. hotbed west of Baghdad, the American command reported. The patrol from the 82nd Airborne Division was first hit by an exploding homemade bomb and then by small arms fire, the military said. It was one of 43 attacks on Americans all over Iraq on Monday. One soldier killed Monday marked the 339th American to die in Iraq, the 218th to perish in combat. Since May 1st, when President Bush declared an end to combat, 104 U.S. soldiers have been killed by hostile action and many thousands injured. Normally, few Republican lawmakers would be quick to distance themselves from President Bush, but with his approval ratings in a freefall since April, the economy in a slump, and large numbers of Americans feeling Mr. Bush is putting too much money with virtually no planning into Iraq, to some in the GOP, Mr. Bush's many troubles are becoming a liability. All non-retiring House members, including a third of senators, apparently have their own 2004 re-election campaigns to worry about. Some GOP incumbents are showing an increasing willingness to vote against key White House initiatives. Judge Frederick Gannett ruled Monday that NBA star Kobe Bryant must stand trial on a charge of raping a 19-year-old Colorado resort worker, saying prosecutors presented enough evidence Bryant might have committed the crime June 30th. The Los Angeles Lakers guard could face a life sentence if convicted. Bryant has repeatedly indicated the sex was consensual, and his attorney suggested the woman's injuries came during sex with other men in the days before her encounter with Bryant at the posh resort. Sheriff's Detective Doug Winters testified the woman went to Bryant's room at the lodge not long after checking him and his two bodyguards into the resort. More news after this.
Make a fast friend. Adopt an ex-racing greyhound. Greyhound Pets of America is a national nonprofit organization that finds loving homes for these friendly, loving ex-racers. Greyhounds make fantastic pets because they thrive on attention, generally get along great with children and other animals, and are usually pretty easy to housebreak. Call Greyhound Pets of America at 800-366-1472. Greyhound Pets of America, 800-366-1472.
Britain has scrapped plans for Queen Elizabeth II and George W. Bush to take part in a jubilant London parade next month because of fears of angry protest over the war in Iraq. Instead, Bush will travel by helicopter to avoid hundreds, perhaps thousands of protesters on the road routes and will not address Parliament because of fears of a boycott or even a walkout by some lawmakers. An Australian woman gave birth to an 8-pound baby boy only 3 hours after learning she was pregnant. Complaining of indigestion, Carolyn Hounsell checked into the hospital where an ultrasound confirmed the baby had been gestating for 9 months and her pains were labor contractions. For IE America Network News, this is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
I am a popcorn enthusiast. Popcorn, the most provocative of all the snack foods. The silky smooth texture, the rich buttery ecstasy.
Ow! The unpopped kernels!
Don't let toothaches interfere with your life. When you can't get to the dentist, get Maximum Strength Ambisol. It contains the same strong pain relief medicine your dentist uses, so it works faster than you can say,
ah.
Maximum Strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone. Use as directed.
Ha! John Ashcroft sure showed his critics, didn't he? Those carping librarians and squishy soft civil libertarians who've been alarming the public about the USA Patriot Act got their official comeuppance from Big Bad John. Critics have warned that this act allows federal agents to sweep into any library in America and demand the records of any and all library patrons, forbidding the librarians from even telling the patrons that their records have been ransacked. Ashcroft had previously refused to disclose how many times this power has been used, but growing public opposition has now prompted him to release this classified information. He gloatingly declared that the number of times is zero. Take that, you terrorist-hugging civil liberty softies! Ashcroft said that he hopes this information will stop the librarians from generating any more hysteria. But the gleam of John's gloat faded when the obvious follow-up question was asked. If this invasive authority has been deemed useless by those pursuing September 11th terrorists, why should it stay on the books? It was truly hysterical to hear Ashcroft's PR flack respond lamely that, while we haven't busted any library patrons so far, we might do so any day now. Exactly. Oh, says Ashcroft, don't worry, because we're only using this Patriot Act to chase terrorists, so you can trust us not to go after your library records. Hello? If the founders thought we could trust authority, they wouldn't have bothered with the Bill of Rights. Ashcroft's Patriot Act does not limit use of its liberty-busting police powers to terrorists, and his PR flack has since admitted that the feds already are using the Act's numerous provisions for garden-variety investigations of Americans who have nothing to do with terrorism. This is Jim Hightower saying, to stop Ashcroft's autocrats, call the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, 413-582-0110.
Hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah,
I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I
want to
see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephens, good day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Calling for a rapid and radical return to the old values that made America great, the values of democracy on which this country was founded, here's Tom Hartman.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in the American way from coast to coast. This is Tom Hartman broadcasting live on the IE America Radio Network from the depths of outer space on the Sirius satellite radio system and streaming all around the world on the Internet on several different Internet radio stations, including RadioPower.org, our favorite. Check it out. Be sure to include them in your fundraising ideas. Live365.com and IEAmericaRadio.com, which is this network's website. Curtains ordered for media coverage of returning coffins. So much in the news today. It is just extraordinary. Our quote for the day from Benjamin Franklin, God grant that not only the love of liberty, but a thorough knowledge of the rights of man may pervade all the nations of the earth, so that a philosopher... Now see, back in those days, the founders thought of themselves as philosophers. So that a philosopher may set his foot anywhere on its surface and say, this is my country. A nice sentiment. What is the difference between liberty, speaking of liberty, for corporations and liberty for humans? In our second hour, by the way, we're going to have on a guest from the Heritage Foundation, a fellow by the name of Ray Hederman. And we're going to talk about the Bush tax cuts. I'm sure he'll call them tax cuts. I am not sure that I would call borrowing money from our grandchildren and giving it to rich people and sprinkling a few hundred bucks to the, you know, the rabble, to quote John Adams, is really a tax cut. I think it's a massive borrowing program. It's called borrowing and buy the votes, actually. Borrowing and get the campaign donations from the wealthy. But we'll find out. We'll see what they have to say. If you watch the McNeil Lehrer report on public broadcasting on public television, it's the evening TV news created by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. At the end of every day, they have a moment of silence. And in silence, they show the photographs of the recently released pictures of the dead from Iraq. Every day it's two or three or four or whatever. It's not the people who died that day because the photos are not always immediately available. So it's as they get the photos from the Department of Defense, they put them up. And number one, I really honor that. I really respect that. In fact, I had thought at one point on this show of naming people. The problem is, again, there's that delay and it wouldn't seem timely. And I also didn't want it to seem like, because this show is so openly partisan, or at least openly, philosophically, I have a clear agenda here, let's say, or politically as well. Whereas the McNeil Lehr report is just reporting the news. And so if you're reporting the news and you're saying this person died, I think that that's a good and honorable thing. But if you're regularly talking about the policy implications of things or the political consequences of things, or is this good for the Republicans or the Democrats and all that kind of, then it could be seen that I was just exploiting them. And frankly, I didn't want to do that. So about all I remind you of every day is where we're at. Today is day 99 of Karl Rove's freedom. 99 days since he or somebody under his control, possibly even George W. Bush, outed Valerie Plame, the CIA agent, committed a crime, a high crime and misdemeanor, a felony, what may well be what George Bush Sr. called treason. Day 99 of Karl Rove's freedom. Day 253 of the search for weapons of mass destruction. And day 763. 700, can you imagine how many? 763 of the search for Osama bin Laden, that man whose name shall not pass the lips of George W. Bush. But anyhow, I digress. The point I was making was that on the McNeil Lehr report, they show the dead. And it's about as close as any American media is getting to it. And those of you who are old enough to have some history, some recollection of how things are done in the media in the United States, know that this is a big difference. I remember during the Vietnam War, there was the nightly body count that Walter Cronkite would read in, you know, and the Pentagon was always playing with the numbers, or that was the general assumption, and later it turned out to be true, actually, to show that we were killing more Vietnamese than our guys. Well, actually, the reality was that we did massively. In fact, you know what's interesting? Sometime you want to do a trivia thing. Ask somebody, you know, there's 56, as I recall, it might be 58, but I think it's 56,000, more or less, names of Americans on the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C. So we lost about 56,000 young men and women in that battle, that whatever you want to call it, conflict, war. Ask somebody sometime how many Vietnamese died. Typically, if you say, well, it was 56,000 Americans, they'll say, well, what, maybe 200,000 Vietnamese, 300,000? We know it was imbalanced, maybe a half a million. Ask them sometimes. The numbers, of course, are inexact. But my recollection is, and if I'm wrong, somebody call me and let me know or beep it on the chat room. By the way, if you want to get into our chat room, just go to tomhartman.com and click on the chat room link. But if I'm wrong, let me know. But my recollection is that the number was somewhere between 2 and 3 million Vietnamese died. Anyhow, during that time, we would see on the news the evening, you know, the arrival of the planes at Dover Air Force Base where the flag-draped caskets were being carried out. And, you know, if you've been observing the media after, well, as it points out today in the Washington Post, interesting article about this. I was talking about this a month ago, I think, and now it's finally making its way into the mass media. Today's Washington Post, an article by Dana Milbank, curtains ordered for media coverage of returning coffins. After U.S. soldiers fell in Beirut, Grenada, Panama, the Balkans, Kenya, Afghanistan, and elsewhere, the military often invited in cameras for elaborate ceremonies for the returning remains at Andrews Air Force Base Dover or Ramstein or elsewhere. Jimmy Carter attended ceremonies for troops killed in Pakistan and in Egypt and for the failed hostage rescue mission in Iran. President Ronald Reagan participated in many memorable ceremonies, including a service at Camp Lejeune in 1983 for 241 Marines killed in Beirut. Among several events at military bases, he went to Andrews in 1985 to pin Purple Hearts to the caskets of Marines killed in San Salvador. And at Mayport Naval Station in Florida in 1987, he eulogized those killed aboard the USS Stark in the Persian Gulf. During President George H.W. Bush's term, there were ceremonies at Dover and Andrews for Americans killed in Panama, Lebanon, and aboard the USS Iowa. The photos of coffins arriving at Andrews and elsewhere continued to appear through the Clinton administration. In 1996, 33 caskets with the remains of Commerce Secretary Ron Brown from his plane crash. In 98, Clinton went to Andrews to see the coffins of Americans killed in the terrorist bombing in Nairobi. Dover also allowed public distribution of photos of the homecoming caskets of the terrorist attack on the USS Cole in 2000. But now things are different. From the founding of this country, 227 years ago, up until the beginning of this year, we have been able to know who our military dead are and to see them or see their remains return. No longer. As Dana Milbank writes in today's Washington Post, since the end of the Vietnam War, presidents have worried that their military actions would lose support once the public glimpsed the remains of U.S. soldiers arriving at Air Force bases in flag-draped caskets. They used to refer to this, by the way, as the Dover Test. Politicians and people in the Pentagon, they'd sit around and they'd plan something, you know, that involved the possibility of our losing soldiers. And then they would ask, okay, will this pass the Dover Test? Meaning, when Americans see these bodies returning on TV, will they still support this policy? Because that makes it real when you see the caskets being loaded off the plane. Otherwise, it's just an abstraction for most people. Oh, another three troops. They don't even say human beings or soldiers. Or we had casualties today. That sounds rather casual. Anyhow, for this problem, to solve this problem, the Washington Post notes today, the Bush administration has found a simple solution. It has ended the public dissemination of such images by banning news coverage and photography of dead soldiers' homecoming on all military bases. When did this start? Oh, it didn't start back in 1776. It didn't start in 1800. It didn't start during the Civil War. It didn't start during the Spanish-American War. It didn't start during World War I. It didn't start during World War II. It didn't start during the Korean War. It didn't start during the Vietnam conflict. It didn't start after our wars in Panama and Grenada and even our war in Afghanistan. No, it started in March of this year. In March, on the eve of the Iraqi War, a directive arrived from the Pentagon at U.S. military bases, quote, there will be no arrival ceremonies for or media coverage of deceased military personnel returning to or departing from Ramstein, Germany Air Base or Dover, Delaware Air Base to include interim stops. End quote. In other words, no more pictures. We're not going to have them in the newspaper. We're not going to have them on TV. We're not going to have them in Time Magazine. No, sir. No, sirree. Bob, folks, you cannot see that human beings have died as a result of George Bush's lies. Sorry, not available. Anyhow, I want to move along here because, and this really does tie back to this, because it is becoming increasingly evident that, number one, we didn't have to go into Iraq, when we did and how we did. Those young men and women didn't have to die. We had Saddam in a box. We could have kept him there very efficiently for a fraction of what we spent invading his country. The world community was supporting us on this. And as President Bush has admitted, Saddam had nothing to do with 9/11. Contrary to what those of you who watch faux TV, Fox TV, may believe. No, he really didn't have anything to do with 9/11. And did not support Al-Qaeda. So anyhow, as it's becoming increasingly apparent that this is a multi-billion dollar boondoggle giveaway to the corporate buddies of George W., and that the reason why he says, okay, the UN, he says, okay, we'll give you a little bit of participation in what's going on. That little bit of participation includes everything except the privatization of all the businesses in Iraq and the oil. In other words, we keep the resources. This war was about enriching American corporations. And what I'd like to do here in this first hour is get into the history of American corporations and war. And what it means to us, and what it means to democracy. This is Tom Hartman defending America from the conservative weapons of mass deception. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this break.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah?
Have you bought your Halloween candy yet?
Not yet.
Well, I've got the best candy idea for you to give away on Halloween.
Really?
Juicy gummies.
Juicy gummies?
That's right. Juicy gummies are the first gummies made with real fruit juices. They're fat-free and they are so good.
Mmm.
You have to try them all. The peach rings, froggies, creepies, and much, much more. They're all delicious.
Yeah, they are.
Juicy gummies come in playful packages, fun shapes and colors. All the kids will be at your door when the word gets out that you're giving away Juicy gummies on Halloween.
Hmm.
Juicy gummies come in 30 and 50 pack bags, so there's plenty of candy for the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And did I mention that these gummy candies are actually made with real fruit juices and fat-free?
Wow.
So if you haven't bought your candy for Halloween, rush on out to Walmart, Kmart, Eckerd's, Dollar General, 7-Eleven, Fred's, Kerr Drugs, Brooks Pharmacy, and many other stores nationwide. Sorry, man, you can't eat all of our samples. Well, this store here sells Juicy gummies.
Ooh, thanks.
Look for Juicy Gummies, America's first gummy made with real fruit juices. Boy, they're delicious.
Honey, I have got just what you need.
I've heard that before.
No, it's Dayquil. It'll help your cold symptoms so you can get back your energy.
Really?
You could even go shopping.
Shopping.
Designer handbags are 90% off.
Yeah. Because we're out of dog food.
Dayquil. The non-drowsy, stuffy head, sore throat, coughing, aching, fever help get back your energy. Medicine. Use it directed. And now it lasts 50% longer.
Toyota owners, get over to your Toyota dealer and get this feeling. The feeling of winning a $10,000 American Express branded gift card. Toyota's giving away 12 of them, plus 1,000 more worth $100 each. Just bring your Toyota into your participating Toyota dealer for service and enter. You'll get the very best service performed by Toyota trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts. Come in today and enter for your chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends October 31st. Void where prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents who are valid licensed drivers and 18 or older. Void in Hawaii. Official rules available at toyota.com/owners.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
This is Dave.
Hey there.
Dave has a problem.
Maybe you have the problem understanding that we can be under attack at any time.
Dave suffers from TMRWM, otherwise known as too much or right wing amidiitis. Or something like that.
The alarm's at orange now. What does that mean? Where's my chart?
But Dave's not alone.
Another Saddam tape. He's still alive.
There are millions of Americans all over the United States suffering from TMRWM.
Oh, there's weapons of mass destruction there. Somewhere. They'll find them.
Symptoms of TMRWM include insomnia, irritability, suspecting more than three people a day of being a terrorist.
That guy right there looks like one. So does this kid. You're not fooling me, buddy.
And much, much more. But there is a cure.
There is?
You can get the best in progressive talk radio weekdays on the only progressive talk radio network there is, IE America Radio Network. Get more information at ieamericaradio.com. Let's save our country one American at a time.
Thank you, IE America.
Let go of me, Dave.
Sorry.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome to the vast, radical, middle conspiracy. Take no imitations. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network. 1-800-TALK-YES is our number, 1-800-825-5937. And Philip in Tampa, Florida,
Hi.
Has some thoughts on something we talked about yesterday, as I recall. Philip?
No, yes. You just brought up this issue of body bags.
Right.
Okay. I want to correct you. When Reagan sent 256 Marines to their death in Lebanon... Right, they came back in body bags, and if it weren't for a film crew who covertly and showed up at the airport. They were going to try to bring these bodies home, and they came, brought them home at like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. And Reagan and his pals were going to try to hide this from the American public.
Right, because they didn't want to know that, that they knew that Al-Qaeda was doing this kind of stuff and that they weren't going to do anything about it. They were just going to cut and run.
Well, it turns out that, that Iran and the people who sent that truck bomb, that, that truck with the bomb in it, into Lebanon and blew up the Marines. But Reagan tried to try to do exactly what George Bush is doing. So this is the modus operandi of, you know, of conservative presidents. They always try to hide their failures, and they try to do that by controlling the press, obviously.
Yeah. It goes all the way back to John Adams. I mean, he passed the Alien and Sedition Acts in 1798, and promptly put into jail 17 publishers of newspapers around the country who were his opposition, who were part of Jefferson's Democratic-Republican Party, which is now the Democrats.
Well, he would have been representative of the conservative movement in the United States now, wouldn't he?
But yeah, well, yeah. I mean, he's their mascot. That's why they've written this biography, John Adams by McCullough, which reinvents him and somehow conveniently brushes over the whole little issue of the Alien and Sedition Acts. And, I mean, Congressman Matthew Lyon of Vermont was sent to jail. He was imprisoned here in Vergennes, Vermont, by Adams under the Alien and Sedition Act for speaking out against Adams on the floor of the United States House of Representatives. He ran for re-election from a jail cell and won.
But the problem is that, unfortunately, this country's been flirting with fascism for a long time.
Yeah. Well, it was Jefferson who pulled us back from it, and we essentially stayed back from it until after the Civil War, which I want to get into as soon as we finish this phone call.
One of the things that's going on as a function of the Drudge Report now on conservative radio is that they're being critical of a TV series that's going to be coming out regarding Reagan's life, and saying it's not going to be fair, and how do they know this, and how do they know that, et cetera, et cetera. And they seem to have Alzheimer's because they don't remember how they knew everything that was going on in the Clinton White House, you know, between Hillary and Bill Clinton. Yet none of them, of course, were privy to their bedroom. But they all know what was going on. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty amazing.
You know?
Yep.
So,
Philip,
take a look at Drudge's headline today. There's 20-plus troops who are not going to go, have decided not to go back to Iraq.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I missed that. Somehow I missed that.
Yeah, it's up there right now. They're not going back.
They've become conscientious objectors, or they're willing to go to jail?
I don't know. I think they're going to say I'm sick or whatever, but apparently they didn't get on the plane to go back.
Interesting.
This is the beginning of a movement. You can see it.
Well, there is, you know, on the websites for families of military personnel, there's just a wave of stuff. There was an article about this in Common Dreams yesterday that I read. There's just a wave of blowback. I think it was Ruth Rosen wrote the piece. In fact, I'm quite sure it was. You can find it on the homepage at commondreams.org. And yeah, I think you're right, Philip. Philip, thanks for the call. I appreciate your calling in. The issue that I want to get into in some depth here is, what is the difference between liberty for corporations and liberty for humans, and how does this whole concept that corporations should have access to human rights, that corporations should have liberty, that corporations should have the ability, the right, to spin our government whatever way they want, to manipulate politicians, to pass out cash, these were all things that were a crime for the first half of the life of this nation. I want to just give you a little quick history lesson on this right after this break. Stay tuned. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network, the true people's radio.
What does corporate power have to do with disarmament? How does working for racial justice affect trade agreements? And what do they all have to do with the Cuban blockade? Having trouble making a connection? It's our specialty. The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, for 88 years, connecting the issues for democracy and social justice. Why don't you connect with us? WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
more people might be finding seawater coming out of their sinks. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. People in some places are looking to salt water as a source of fresh water. They're finding that the process of desalination is getting more efficient and less expensive as a source of drinking water. The largest desalination plant in the United States is in Tampa Bay, Florida. It pumps an estimated 25 million gallons of fresh water into the city water system every day. A lot of briny salt water is left over after desalination. Some people were worried that these leftovers would cause problems in Tampa Bay, but Mark Luther says that's not the case. Luther is a marine scientist at the University of South Florida, and he studied water circulation in Tampa Bay. He says the leftovers from the desalination plant are diluted before they're discharged. He says that water has a minimal impact on marine life since most organisms already are accustomed to small shifts in salinity. Luther says desalination plants are likely to become common in cities on the coast.
People tend to congregate in cities in areas where there isn't necessarily a lot of fresh water. Globally, yeah, there's a lot of fresh water. The problem is getting it to where the people live, and that involves significant cost quite often. One of the reasons that desalination facilities are becoming more viable is that the costs of them are going down while the availability and costs of alternative sources of fresh water are going up.
Luther says desalination is becoming more efficient because engineers have designed better filters to separate the water and salt. He says the new filters are durable and they demand less energy to push seawater through them. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway about pets. Every Saturday and Sunday, we take your calls, help you with your pets, give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities like, from Eight Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Saturday noon to 2, Sunday 7 to 9 p.m. on the IE America Radio Network.
I'm Michael.
I'm Ellen.
And we're the Cooking Couple.
Join us every Sunday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here for the Cooking Couple Show,
where we serve you food with attitude plus a heap and helping of humor. It's all about food, family, and fun.
So tune in every Sunday from noon to 2 for nutrition, fitness, innovative products, consumer tips, and entertainment options for the whole family.
It's the Cooking Couple Show. And when the Cooking Couple cook, we do it on all four burners.
It's food with attitude.
Chop suey, chow mein, young one, tofu, and you.
The best of the rest of the news. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
I don't want millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Won't you give me back my job again?
Welcome back. Helping you win the water cooler wars with uncommon sense from the Radical Middle. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network. We posted a record. This was on the front page of both of our local newspapers here today. A record $374 billion budget gap as a result of the Bush tax cuts. The U.S. government posted its largest budget gap in history. $374.22 billion in red ink. This broke the previous record of more than $290 billion in the last year of the George Herbert Walker Bush presidency. Now, I'll bet you won't see that mentioned in your newspaper stories, that it was the George Herbert Walker Bush presidency that held the last world record, or national record, for national debt. You may see in a couple of stories that it was the 1992 budget year, but are they willing to put two and two together? I doubt it. They're so terrified. Even though it would be an interesting fact, And has nothing to do with partisan stuff. You could say, you know, this beats the deficit. This is the same or tops the deficit that we had under Jimmy Carter or under John Kennedy, whatever. Remember when the tax cuts, when Bush in 2001 was proposing his first round of tax cuts? Very often he would cite the fact that John Kennedy had cut taxes like this, and the newspapers would report that. But are they going to report that the deficit is the same as under George Herbert Walker? No, because they're terrified of these right-wing zealots who every time there's something that could even be taken to impugn liberal bias, they freak out, sending letters to the editor and emails to everywhere on earth. And so Howard Dean has a take on this, and I agree with him. I got an email from his campaign today. It says it's an email from Howard Dean. I'm sure he wrote it, but I'm sure he wrote it to, you know, a million people. Dear Thomas. Anyhow, he says, this deficit has been caused by a president and a Congress that gave unprecedented tax cuts to a small, wealthy elite and placed us in an unnecessary war based on deception. This president and Congress are placing the very financial security of our nation in jeopardy. They are borrowing, and he puts that in quotes, hundreds of billions from the Social Security Trust Fund and placing $52,000 of new debt on every family of four over the next 6 years. Now, why on earth would they do that? In fact, one other way of reading this, I believe this is right. We'll check this with the guy from the Heritage Foundation who's coming out in the next hour, because his job is to run numbers on things. But I believe I am right in saying that this $374 billion in red ink is actually understated by about $150 billion because the Social Security Trust Fund is running about $150 billion a year surplus. But it's considered, you know, that lockbox that Al Gore talked about never got put in place. And so it's considered part of the general budget. So when we run a deficit, that surplus in Social Security, even though it's theoretically protected, drives down the apparent numbers of the budget deficit. Now, why would they do this? Why? What possible motivation could a politician have for running our nation into bankruptcy? Here's Congressman John Spratt talking about the budget deficit here that we have.
This deficit is $216 billion bigger than the deficit we incurred last year, almost three times, more than twice the size of last year's deficit. That can't be good news by anybody's measure.
Now, but it is good news for some folks. Here's Christopher Shays, the Republican, who is the vice chairman of the Budget Committee.
Congress and the White House, frankly, have done a terrible job restraining spending. It's gone up 10 to 15% every year for the last few years.
So there is the key. From the conservative point of view, the problem isn't the fact that trillions of dollars have been given away to the wealthiest in America and huge corporate loopholes have been opened up and billions have been given away to corporations. You look at these increases in spending that Shays is talking about. Well, of course, they go right across the board. There's stuff that's indexed to inflation, but a lot of it is spending that's ending up in corporate pockets, particularly Halliburton now with this war. And you know, back to Congressman John Spratt.
Not a good sign. That's a structural deficit, which is what we feared all along, and it will require major retrenchment, major cutbacks in spending, and I think a major reconsideration on the Bush administration's part of its tax cuts.
Yeah, so that latter is not going to happen in all probability, because what's really going on here, the real agenda, is to wipe out, As Howard Dean pointed out this weekend, and it just I'm surprised that it got so little coverage in the press, because this was the little kid. It was the dog in the movie, right? The Wizard of Oz. This is the little kid pulling aside the curtain and saying, "Look at the guy behind the curtain. He's not the wizard. Here's what he's really up to." Howard Dean said that they're doing this. They're running us into the red because the bankers on Wall Street want to get their hands on the Social Security Trust Fund the same way that they have their clutching fingers around our throats with regard to our medical care. They want to privatize, and they want our medical, the little fragment of our medical services that are provided by the government, that are paid for by the government, not provided by, that are paid for by the government. They want that in their hands as well, because it's profitable. You run cash through your system, you can make money off it. And their agenda is to privatize Medicaid and privatize Social Security. I met with Bernie Sanders last Friday night. And he said the Social Security Trust Fund, with no changes whatsoever, and with the baby boomers coming, is still, as of this moment, solid for the next 35 years. And he said with minor tweaking, we can make it solvent infinitely. And people said, well, why are we hearing all this stuff in the media about Social Security being in trouble? And he said, very simply, they want you to think that there's a crisis so that you will give them permission to do something about the crisis. I'm not quoting verbatim, but this is in essence what he said. And if once they have permission to do something about the crisis, what they will do is they will take that hundreds of billions of dollars, trillions of dollars over decades that flows through Social Security, and they will hand it to the banks on Wall Street, who are, oddly, isn't it interesting, before the 2000 election, the largest donors to the Republicans in the George H.W. Bush campaign were primarily in the petroleum industry, you know, fuels, nuclear, the chemical industry, the dirty industries, what are sometimes referred to as the polluting industries. They've always been his buddies in Texas. It's why Texas is one of the most heavily polluted states in the country now, because he made most of the pollution standards voluntary on the part of corporations, and then fewer than 1% of corporations actually did anything. But there was a change in the last year or two, and now we're seeing financial service corporations, the big banks, are now the largest contributors to the Republican Party. Why is that? Because they are drooling over Social Security. 1-800-TALK-YES, our number 1-800-825-5937. And Paul in Detroit has a comment on our national debt wrap here. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hello, Tom. On the U.S. Treasury's website, our government website, our national debt now stands at $6.8 trillion. And, you know, George Bush passed, he signed an executive order allowing that the debt can go to $7.5 trillion. And the way I've been watching it, I wouldn't be surprised that it hits close to $8 trillion when he goes back into office for the next 4 years. I want to give you one quick example of how fascism works in this country.
Okay.
Taken from the New York Times last Saturday, our government, because of tax laws that were passed beginning in 1986 during Reagan's time, our government allows U.S. corporations to incorporate in the Bahamas.
Right.
The Bahamas has a zero corporate tax rate.
Right.
And one good example of how that works with our nation's largest oil driller operator, Nabor Industries, N-A-B-O-R Industries in Houston, they're putting their competitors out of business. Their competitors are forced to go offshore or go out of business because of the zero corporate tax rate in the Bahamas. Now,
yeah,
Nabor still has a corporate headquarters in Houston. But what they do is the mail drop in the Bahamas charges neighbors fees for just fees out of the clear blue. Thereby, the company is able to write these fees off as tax deductions, and thereby pay no corporate income tax.
Yeah, and Nabor isn't the one to invent that. I mean, Enron had over 900 offshore corporations,
right,
and they were sheltering all this stuff. Halliburton, under Dick Cheney, developed the most it had ever had in its history. I don't remember the number, 72 comes to mind, but there was a bunch of them.
Right.
And he was able to generate a multi-$100 million paper profit as a result of that.
And that's how they did business with Iraq, through their Cayman Island subsidiary. That was how Halliburton did it.
Yeah, and it was a big stink in the Senate. The senators wanted to say, we will not pay money to any corporation. In fact, one of the networks is doing a news story on that tonight. I saw it promoted last night. And we will not hire for work in Iraq any company that's not going to pay taxes in the United States. And they got shot down. The Republicans said, no, you can't do that. I'm sorry.
No.
That wouldn't be liberty for corporations.
Right.
Paul, thanks for the call.
Okay.
I appreciate your sharing that. This is this is crazy. So how did this come about? The corporate form, if you consider in biological systems, look at biology for a minute. The biological imperative is not growth. Many people think it is. And many people think Darwin said that. You know, the strongest will take over everything. No, Darwin never said that. What Darwin said, now he did talk about survival of the fittest, but what he said was that there is this incredibly complex interconnected web, and cooperation is the primary imperative in nature. Now, within systems, there are individual units which compete with others of their type for that position within the system. But in biology, when you have one particular component of a system, say your spleen or something, it's your pancreas, whatever, you know, one particular part of the system that decides that it's going to grow and grow and grow without stopping, that's called cancer. And it happens in business and in politics the same way it happens in biology. Our political systems are very much like ecological systems, and our economic systems are very much like ecological systems. And when you have a component that just grows like crazy, and its sole mission is to grow, it will behave ultimately like cancer, and it will cause the kind of harms that cancer causes. And that's what you're seeing right now. Now, the founders of this country knew that. It's why the word corporation does not exist in the United States Constitution. They wanted corporations to be held closely. That is, in only the states could authorize corporations. And in most states, in fact, in all the states up until right around just after the Civil War, in every state, every year the Secretary of State of each state had to, or the Attorney General, rather, of each state had to look at the corporations incorporated in that state and ask the question, is this corporation serving the public good? And if the answer was no, they pulled the plug. The first item on a corporate charter up until the 1890s, until the charter mongering era, had to be that we are incorporated to serve the public good. That's our first purpose. Our second purpose is to build railroads, or whatever it was. It had to be. It was just simply required. And then there was this change. It came about in large part as a consequence of the Civil War. Lincoln had to start pulling rules down because he needed corporations to make stuff for him as fast as he could because he was in desperate straits. And the same thing was happening in the South. And so you had this war profiteering. You had these corporations making a fortune off the Civil War. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And back then, a dollar was worth something. It just boom. And as a result, corporations rose up, essentially, and took control of the United States government after the Civil War. It started in big time in the Ulysses S. Grant administration. The railroad bribery scandals, the railroads were like the Microsofts of today. I mean, they were just the hugest corporations that had ever been seen on Earth. And they represented a mind-boggling wealth and power. And the other empires were beginning to form. And, of course, there were laws in the books that said you can't do that. Thomas Jefferson wanted to have a constitutional amendment to ban monopolies in commerce. Long correspondences with Madison about this. And he ultimately was unable to push that through, one, because Alexander Hamilton and John Adams opposed it, and two, they would be called conservatives today, and two, because Madison convinced him he didn't need to worry about it because the states had control of the corporations, so we didn't need to do anything at a federal level. That would be overreaching. Let the states take care of them. They're in the bottle. They're under control. We're never again going to see something like the British East India Company that rose up and threatened to take over virtually all of the commerce in the east coast of the United States after the tax cut of 1773, known as the Tea Act. Yes, it was a tax cut. You may not remember that from elementary school, but it was a tax cut for the East India Company and a huge tax rebate. And they were fixing to pull a Walmart in the United States, and the citizens in the United States said no, and dumped that tea from that company's tea in the Boston Harbor. And that Boston Tea Party, November 1773, was the beginning of the American Revolution. It was a revolt against corporate power. And so we said in this country, no, we're not going to allow another East India Company to rise up. And it wasn't until the 1870s that they began. And now here we are. We have this mess. We need to return to laws that will regulate corporate behavior. I'll tell you about those right after this break. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network, the pill that will help you escape the matrix. We'll be right back.
To create a real democracy in this country, we need to sit down and talk with other people. Democracy begins with conversation. But how do we begin the conversation? The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom has a 10-week study guide called Challenge Corporate Power, Assert the People's Rights, to help you get the conversation started in your community. It's free on the web at WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
Nothing complements a ball game like a bag of roasted peanuts. I like to eat them 3-4 at a time, and I'm talking the jumbo ones, lightly salted and fresh from the shell.
Ah, peanuts, baseball, and the crack of my tooth!
Don't let toothaches interfere with your life. When you can't get to the dentist, get Maximum Strength Ambisol. It contains the same strong pain relief medicine your dentist uses, so it works faster than you can say, ah. Maximum Strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone. Use as directed.
Toyota owners, get over to your Toyota dealer and get this feeling. The feeling of winning a $10,000 American Express branded gift card. Toyota's giving away 12 of them, plus 1,000 more worth $100 each. Just bring your Toyota into your participating Toyota dealer for service and enter. You'll get the very best service performed by Toyota trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts. Come in today and enter for your chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends October 31st. Void where prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents who are valid licensed drivers and 18 or older. Void in Hawaii. Official rules available at toyota.com/owners.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817. The Washington Monthly.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Show.
We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man for people who have more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Bringing you uncommon sense, you're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con and conservative, this is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network. Consider the example of Yugoslavia. Tito, the Yugoslav dictator, was more receptive to the West than other countries in the Eastern Bloc, and so we saw them as a potential strategic partner. We gave aid to Yugoslavia right up until 1990. The wall fell in 89. And once the wall fell, the rush was on for corporations looking in Eastern Europe, in the former Soviet states. It was like, you know, territory to mine. Opportunities, rampant opportunities. And so in 1990, we stopped giving aid to Yugoslavia for 6 months. Their economy collapsed and they fell into a civil war. After that, peace negotiations in Rambouillet, France. Serbs walked out. They were seen as unreasonable. But if you look at what the U.S. and NATO wanted, quote, the economy of Kosovo, we wanted the economy, and I quote, the economy of Kosovo to function in accordance with free market principles, free movement of persons, goods, services, and capital to Kosovo, including from international sources, international contracts for reconstruction projects, and to reallocate ownership of government-owned assets, including educational institutions, hospitals, natural resources, and production facilities. In other words, let us buy your land. International profiteers were told, you can do anything you want. And the Serbs were not allowed to protest. In Afghanistan, for years, Unocal and others have been trying to negotiate with the Afghan power brokers to build a pipeline. You know the guy who's running Afghanistan right now that we put in place was a consultant to Unocal, the company that wanted to build the pipeline, that is now building the pipeline in Afghanistan. These are examples, I suppose, may serve to drive a certain level of cynicism. But the reality is that corporations see human labor as one of many raw materials in the drive to produce the outcome of the product, the outcome of their efforts, which is profits. I mean, it's very straightforward. Bernie Sanders said it very well.
With educated, hardworking Chinese workers available at 50 cents an hour or less, why wouldn't American multinationals shut down their plants in this country and move to China?
Right. And this is becoming a worldwide trend. The United States is the most in the pinch for it. We need to change this, and we can. These are simple policy decisions. It's time for a change. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
From a field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the...
You've been listening to the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network. Check our website at www.tomhartman.com for archives of this program and more information.
Copyright 2003.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Who says my
like Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why not put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles. Assailants ambushed a U.S. Army foot patrol just outside Fajula at midday Monday, killing one American and wounding five others in the second day of attacks in this anti-U.S. hotbed west of Baghdad, the American command reported. The patrol from the 82nd Airborne Division was first hit by an exploding homemade bomb and then by small arms fire, the military said. It was one of 43 attacks on Americans all over Iraq on Monday. One soldier killed Monday marked the 339th American to die in Iraq, the 218th to perish in combat. Since May 1st, when President Bush declared an end to combat, 104 U.S. soldiers have been killed by hostile action and many thousands injured. Normally, few Republican lawmakers would be quick to distance themselves from President Bush, but with his approval ratings in a freefall since April, the economy in a slump, and large numbers of Americans feeling Mr. Bush is putting too much money with virtually no planning into Iraq, to some in the GOP, Mr. Bush's many troubles are becoming a liability. All non-retiring House members, including a third of senators, apparently have their own 2004 re-election campaigns to worry about. Some GOP incumbents are showing an increasing willingness to vote against key White House initiatives. Judge Frederick Gannett ruled Monday that NBA star Kobe Bryant must stand trial on a charge of raping a 19-year-old Colorado resort worker, saying prosecutors presented enough evidence Bryant might have committed the crime June 30th. The Los Angeles Lakers guard could face a life sentence if convicted. Bryant has repeatedly indicated the sex was consensual, and his attorney suggested the woman's injuries came during sex with other men in the days before her encounter with Bryant at the posh resort. Sheriff's Detective Doug Winters testified the woman went to Bryant's room at the lodge not long after checking him and his two bodyguards into the resort. More news after this.
Make a fast friend. Adopt an ex-racing greyhound. Greyhound Pets of America is a national nonprofit organization that finds loving homes for these friendly, loving ex-racers. Greyhounds make fantastic pets because they thrive on attention, generally get along great with children and other animals, and are usually pretty easy to housebreak. Call Greyhound Pets of America at 800-366-1472. Greyhound Pets of America, 800-366-1472.
Britain has scrapped plans for Queen Elizabeth II and George W. Bush to take part in a jubilant London parade next month because of fears of angry protest over the war in Iraq. Instead, Bush will travel by helicopter to avoid hundreds, perhaps thousands of protesters on the road routes and will not address Parliament because of fears of a boycott or even a walkout by some lawmakers. James Kolaris, a professor at the University of Cincinnati, is studying earworms, the term he coined to describe unwelcome songs that get stuck in people's heads. Since beginning research in 2000, Kolaris has received numerous requests for help from people suffering from recursive loops of songs like The Lion Sleeps Tonight, Chili's Restaurant's Baby Back Ribs jingle, and Who Let the Dogs Out?
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Toyota owners, get over to your Toyota dealer and get this feeling. The feeling of winning a $10,000 American Express branded gift card. Toyota's giving away 12 of them, plus 1,000 more worth $100 each. Just bring your Toyota into your participating Toyota dealer for service and enter. You'll get the very best service performed by Toyota trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts. Come in today and enter for your chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends October 31st. Void where prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents who are valid licensed drivers and 18 or older. Void in Hawaii. Official rules available at Toyota.com/owners.
Ha! John Ashcroft sure showed his critics, didn't he? Those carping librarians and squishy soft civil libertarians who've been alarming the public about the USA Patriot Act got their official comeuppance from Big Bad John. Critics have warned that this act allows federal agents to sweep into any library in America and demand the records of any and all library patrons, forbidding the librarians from even telling the patrons that their records have been ransacked. Ashcroft had previously refused to disclose how many times this power has been used, but growing public opposition has now prompted him to release this classified information. He gloatingly declared that the number of times is zero. Take that, you terrorist-hugging civil liberty softies! Ashcroft said that he hopes this information will stop the librarians from generating any more hysteria. But the gleam of John's gloat faded when the obvious follow-up question was asked. If this invasive authority has been deemed useless by those pursuing September 11th terrorists, why should it stay on the books? It was truly hysterical to hear Ashcroft's PR flack respond lamely that, while we haven't busted any library patrons so far, we might do so any day now. Exactly. Oh, says Ashcroft, don't worry, because we're only using this Patriot Act to chase terrorists, so you can trust us not to go after your library records. Hello? If the founders thought we could trust authority, they wouldn't have bothered with the Bill of Rights. Ashcroft's Patriot Act does not limit use of its liberty-busting police powers to terrorists, and his PR flack has since admitted that the feds already are using the Act's numerous provisions for garden-variety investigations of Americans who have nothing to do with terrorism. This is Jim Hightower saying, to stop Ashcroft's autocrats, call the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, 413-582-0110.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Here's Nancy in the background. Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Am I on the air? Oh.
Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
He's the man who uncovers corporate lies, exposes political corruption, and has a clear vision of what America could become. Here's Tom Hartman.
And welcome back. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network. We're going to have an interesting time here this afternoon. We have Ray Hederman. Hederman, I believe, is the pronunciation. Is that right, Ray Hederman?
That's correct, Tom.
Okay. Manager of Operations in the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation. He provides statistical analysis and econometric modeling for many key heritage policy initiatives ranging from taxes to welfare. And I have some questions for you, and I suspect you have some thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners. Ray, and did we meet when I was down there a couple of weeks ago?
No, actually, we didn't get a chance, but I understand you more than held your own down here at a big gathering of a whole bunch of other Radio Shock hosts. So I hope you enjoyed your time down here in D.C. at Massachusetts Avenue.
I did. And you guys have a great facility there. I'm very impressed by it, and I hope to see something on the left growing to something near your size. Time will tell, of course, but Mr. Scaife's resources are rather substantial. But anyhow, let's start with just a vision thing. You know, because sometimes you have a discussion with somebody and their worldview is so fundamentally different than yours that you could be using the same words and mean different things. You end up talking past each other. What is your vision of the America that you want to live in and that you would want your children or the next generation to grow up in?
Well, my personal vision is much more of kind of a classical liberal, as I describe it, where you have a small government with minimal intrusion on people's individual liberties. And this goes by many facets. I think that reduced taxes is one way that governments control people's behavior. And I also think we need to be very careful in the terms of having the government pass laws that may favor one social group over another. And so I would really prefer to see an America where people have an equal opportunity and equal chances to really succeed. And you have government really offering minimal interference, to peoples as they try to achieve the American dream of prosperity and equality.
Okay. What does that, I mean, those are nice terms, and I think broadly you're not going to find a lot of people who would say, oh, the government should interfere with us. I mean, those are value-laden terms.
Specifically, Tom, I'm looking at more of a tax policy that doesn't really punish success, as I think the progressive tax code does, a tax code that really doesn't favor one group of people or tell people, like, if you spend money on this type of credit or this type, you know, for example, one of the things the new energy bill is tax credits for oil companies or for new drilling. And that is something I really don't want to see the government encouraging. And so I think, you know, when the government places up taxes or favors one tax revision over the other, I really think that causes specific problems in the economy and really sets up where the government is kind of picking people who win and lose depending on how you want to spend your money or even what type of business you're in.
Right. We're talking with Ray Hederman of the Heritage Foundation. Now, Ray, you said that you wanted to see more individual liberty because you see government intrusions such as collecting taxes as limitations on liberty. What about the liberty of society, of we collectively? What about defining the kind of society in which we want to live? Does that fit into your picture of the world?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to range too far off our topic for the day and everything. But you know, I have a hard time when I really think the government is passing making judgments on morality, making judgments I think that really try to benefit a specific group of beliefs or ideas about what is right and wrong. I think once you get farther away from the basic independent principles where you try to maximize a person's individual liberty, I think when you start trying to make decisions that rein in this liberty from the government is where you start getting into problems.
But isn't there a dynamic, a balance between individual liberty and social liberty, the liberty of us as a group? For example, I've worked in India,
right.
and we set up a program there, an orphanage, a community for blind children, and a leper colony. Or we took over one that was and started giving them medication. And in India, the taxes are quite low for the wealthy, you know, very, very low. And the government minimally intrudes. And yet, if I step out of a hotel in Bombay, I'm instantly surrounded by 20 kids with their hands out, with runny noses and sores and just extreme poverty. Is that your vision of the future that you'd want to see here?
Well, no, I think, you know, if we want to use India as an example, I think you have a couple of other factors at work. I think number one, you are seeing India having robust economic growth. I mean, I'm sure you've heard a lot of complaints about people saying...
It's one of the fastest growing economies in the world right now because we're exporting so many of our jobs over there.
Right, exactly. I was going to say, you know, you have all these people complaining about jobs going over there. We know that the Indian education system is doing a remarkable job in turning out a lot of people in the fields of engineering and scientists and things of that nature. And so you definitely have a discordant vision of two worlds. You have one, you have kind of the booming Bombay center, New Delhi, where you do have a lot of technical engineering. You have so much outsourcing going over there, but you also have a massive amount of poverty, as you pointed out. My vision and everything would be the idea where the government provides some assistance to these people, but mostly goes upon people like yourself, private individuals that have a chance to help. I firmly believe in the mantra that has the Indian economy increases, what we'll be seeing probably is a declining rate of birth, and we'll see that a lot of these people and everything will have more economic opportunities going up the ladder. I think that Indian economic growth is probably the best component for the long run of kind of resolving poverty rather than an intrusive government that tries to meddle too much and really rein in kind of India's success story.
Well, there is some apparent correlation, and a lot of economists over the years have tried to make it, between, and we're talking to Ray Hederman of the Heritage Foundation, between economic growth and declining rates of birth and thus increases in standard of living. But where economists miss it is that when you look at, there are nations in the world where the average wealth of the people who are members of the nation is higher than the United States, where several of the Gulf states, for example,
right,
where you have typically 10 to 12 people in the family, you know, 8 to 10 children, and their growth rate is becoming a problem for them, but it's exploding. And it turns out that wealth is not the thing that stabilizes population growth. The thing that stabilizes population growth is the relative relationship of power between men and women. In cultures where women are bought and sold like cattle and have very little power, the population explodes, regardless of wealth. And what happens is that as cultures move toward what we call Western values, one of those Western values has been largely since the 1920s in the United States, the equality of women or the empowerment of women. And so as they adopt that, then they stabilize. So I just wanted to lay that on you. There's no shortage of good stuff backing it up. Okay. You said in an article, Economic Impact Analysis of the Jobs and Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of 2003, that the only situation where tax cuts help the economy is when it's below full employment. Now, if that's the case, and you do a tax cut, you're generating what you guys would call demand stimulus. That is, people have more money, so they buy things. And you suggest in that article, as I recall, that demand stimulus would be offset by the Fed increasing interest rates to curb the inflation that would come as a result of that, and so it ends up all balancing out. Isn't that an argument against making tax cuts permanent and only instituting them when the economy goes down and then pulling them back when the economy goes back up?
Well, you know, we did two things, and that is, number one, we run a model that assumes more of an active Fed and the idea that the Fed definitely wants to try to cool off an economy, and as you probably know, I think Secretary Snow got himself into some trouble yesterday or the day before talking about the Fed raising interest rates. And I think, you know, what happens is when we have tax cuts like the 2003 bill, what you're seeing isn't so much just demand-side stimulus, but you're also seeing kind of a supply side, as you're also seeing people working longer hours, and I think that's one of the reasons why we're seeing productivity spiking. And you're also seeing, right now we're seeing encouragement signs of new business investment. And you combine the fact, you know, that the Fed is still keeping interest rates low, we're having an economy that really is booming quite well over the past 3 months.
Ray, how can you refer to these as tax cuts?
Has tax cuts? Well, you look at 2003, and the fact of the matter is that people right now in most tax brackets above the 15% and the 10% tax brackets are simply keeping more money than what they get to.
Let's define taxes then. Aren't taxes the dues that we pay to be members of a civil society? I mean, isn't that the bottom line of what it is? And that they're used to pay the way for we the people acting through our elected representatives as our government to provide whatever services, regardless of whose vision of the world it is, we collectively through our elected representatives decide we're going to have. Is that a reasonable definition?
I think that's pretty reasonable and everything. The problem and everything I would get into the fact is that our elected representatives have tend to probably overspend and drawn down our bank accounts too much. But I think that's a pretty good working definition
of
taxes.
So if then we borrow billions of dollars and we give it to selected members of our society, how can you call that a tax cut?
Well, because taxes are also kind of like a price increase that the government imposes upon you to pay for their services. And if it gets to the point in time where people decide, you know, that we want to keep more of what we earn, and we want to give the government the money less, then obviously that's more of a tax cut.
But Ray, that assumes that we have a contract, a social contract with the government that says we'll give you what we decide, or we'll give you, you know, we will give you something less. The social contract is pretty explicit. I mean, it's in the Constitution. It's pretty explicit. It's that we will pay for the cost of government collectively. And there's even an institution that can put us in jail if we fail to do that, the Internal Revenue Service.
You know, technically and everything, you get into the argument about the income tax being an amendment to the original Constitution, where the original social contract.
But nonetheless, it's the law right now.
Right, exactly.
And even when this government was funded by tariffs, there was a consensus that paying taxes was the way to fund a government. And so now we have a situation where we're not really. I don't see this as a tax cut. I see this as saying, okay, we're going to say to some Americans, those people who might vote for George Bush in the next election, we'll give them $300. And those people who might give him $1 million for his campaign war chest, we'll give them an average of $690,000, the top 1%. We're going to give these people money that we're going to borrow from the next generation. And I just don't see how, even in your wildest fantasies, you could call that a tax cut, because the tax still has to be paid.
Well, you're
going to be paid by my children.
Well, okay. First of all, I think we're in very much agreement about the fact that at some point the bill is going to come due, and that is you cannot have tax cuts. You cannot reduce the amount of revenues going to the government and expect us to really exactly grow the way out of it. I think we are going to have to see some very hard decisions coming down on the spending side. And I would argue, to your point, that we have made a decision that, the President George Bush, ran very strongly on a big tax cut. It was part of his campaign platform in 2000. And so we have had the tax cuts now. And now I think it also behooves our public policy makers.
Ray, I got to interrupt you. That music means we're up against a break. If you just hold that thought, I'll let you finish it right after this break. This is Tom Hartman in the IE America Radio Network. We're talking to Ray Hederman of the Heritage Foundation. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
We'll be back with more music, but first, a look at weather. Here's meteorologist Tux.
Thanks, Chad. There's a front moving in from the south, which is going to mix with warm air, giving us the distinct possibility for showers over the next few days. In fact, some of them are going to be big soakers, let me tell you. However, if you're planning any outdoor activities for the weekend, I have good news.
So it's going to be clear?
No, I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah?
Have you bought your Halloween candy yet?
Not yet.
Well, I've got the best candy idea for you to give away on Halloween.
Really?
Juicy gummies.
Juicy gummies?
That's right. Juicy gummies are the first gummies made with real fruit juices. They're fat-free and they are so good.
Mmm.
You have to try them all. The peach rings, froggies, creepies, and much, much more. They're all delicious.
Yeah, they are.
Juicy gummies come in playful packages, fun shapes and colors. All the kids will be at your door when the word gets out that you're giving away juicy gummies on Halloween.
Mmm.
Juicy gummies come in 30 and 50 pack bags, so there's plenty of candy for the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And did I mention that these gummy candies are actually made with real fruit juices and fat-free?
Wow.
So if you haven't bought your candy for Halloween, rush on out to Walmart, Kmart, Eckerd's, Dollar General, 7-Eleven, Fred's, Kerr Drugs, Brooks Pharmacy, and many other stores nationwide. Sorry, ma'am, you can't eat all of our samples. Well, this store here sells juicy gummies.
Ooh, thanks.
Look for Juicy Gummies, America's first gummy made with real fruit juices. Boy, they're delicious.
Ha! John Ashcroft sure showed his critics, didn't he? Those carping librarians and squishy soft civil libertarians who've been alarming the public about the USA Patriot Act got their official comeuppance from Big Bad John. Critics have warned that this act allows federal agents to sweep into any library in America and demand the records of any and all library patrons, forbidding the librarians from even telling the patrons that their records have been ransacked. Ashcroft had previously refused to disclose how many times this power has been used, but growing public opposition has now prompted him to release this classified information. He gloatingly declared that the number of times is zero. Take that, you terrorist-hugging civil liberty softies! Ashcroft said that he hopes this information will stop the librarians from generating any more hysteria. But the gleam of John's gloat faded when the obvious follow-up question was asked. If this invasive authority has been deemed useless by those pursuing September 11th terrorists, why should it stay on the books? It was truly hysterical to hear Ashcroft's PR flack respond lamely that, while we haven't busted any library patrons so far, we might do so any day now. Exactly. Oh, says Ashcroft, don't worry, because we're only using this Patriot Act to chase terrorists, so you can trust us not to go after your library records. Hello? If the founders thought we could trust authority, they wouldn't have bothered with the Bill of Rights. Ashcroft's Patriot Act does not limit use of its liberty-busting police powers to terrorists, and his PR flack has since admitted that the feds already are using the Act's numerous provisions for garden-variety investigations of Americans who have nothing to do with terrorism. This is Jim Hightower saying, to stop Ashcroft's autocrats, call the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, 413-582-0110. We'll be right back.
is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Radio Program. Welcome back. Where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? We're talking with Ray Hederman of the Heritage Foundation. Ray is the manager of operations in the Center for Data Analysis and provides statistical analysis and econometric modeling for many key heritage policy initiatives ranging from taxes to welfare. And Ray, you were making a point, and we got stepped on by the ad there, or by the commercial break. You want to wrap that up, and then we've got a caller on the line who has a question for you.
Sure, Tom. You know, I was just making the point that if we agree that taxes are a cost that we pay to the government and the idea that the government type of services, I would argue that right now we have seen a tax cut. I think the corollary is that our politicians shouldn't take steps to ensure financial prudence, i.e. rein in government spending and try to lower some of the services in return, because I don't think that really the idea of having a tax cut of this size, I think it's good for the economy, but it's only good if you also can rein in the government and try to return us more to a balanced budget that we enjoyed a few years back.
Okay, then it sounds like we're both saying that we agree with Howard Dean, who said what George Bush really did was say, I'm going to borrow $1,000 in your name and give you back $250 of it.
But what George Bush also said was it's better to put Americans to work today and really try to give more people for opportunities. I think the president has...
But he didn't hire anybody.
Well, yeah,
except Halliburton, of course.
Well, I think if you look at the numbers,
well, there are some who, you know, seriously, Ray, there are some who suggest, and feel free to interrupt me, by the way.
Sure.
I appreciate your letting me interrupt you, and if you interrupt me, I'll stop talking too. But there are people who are suggesting that a large part of this economic boom that you referenced, you said the last 3 months we've had a boom here in the United States, and the economy does seem to be picking up, is not just part of the normal business cycle, which some say, but is the result of these billions of dollars that we're spending in Iraq and that we're spending here now with the defense contractors to replenish the stores for all of the bombs that we dropped.
I think if you took a poll of most economists would see that a couple of things happened over the past couple of months, that you saw a wave of mortgage refinances would push money back in people's pockets as people took advantage of lower interest rates. People got more money in their paychecks from after July and August and September. And so that provoked a new wave of consumer spending. And so what we've had now is we've seen a couple of good positive economic indicators that business investment is picking up, and now we're starting to see signs that the job market is picking up as well, that we're not adding as many jobs as we'd like, but we seem to be out of kind of the job hiring lull that we've been in for the past 15 months or so. So I think that is probably more important than the idea that the economy is solely based on defense and Iraq.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying the economy is. I'm saying that the recovery
right.
is. And I'm not saying that that's a fact. I'm just saying that, you know, a whole bunch, there are economists out there, as you well know, who are suggesting that that's the case, or that that's one of the big variables in it. You can't drop billions of dollars. It's like, you know, the Reagan thing. You know, Reagan threw us into debt also. And I mean, you give me a credit card with $1 million credit line, and I'll show you what it looks like to look like prosperity. But, you know, I strongly disagree with you that reducing tax rates and not cutting spending at the same time is a tax cut. I see it as a borrowing from future generations and buying votes, basically. Rama in Vermont has a question for you. Rama has called 1-800-TALK, yes, 1-800-825-5937. Rama, your thoughts?
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Real quick, a comment and then a quick question. The preamble to the Constitution, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and manana there. So I would say we have a constitutional obligation to each other to help each other out, that it's, you know, we're not looking, it goes beyond the right of us just to look out for ourselves and to hope that somehow that spreads out. But my question really is, money.
So Rama, what you were saying is what I was talking about before, which is the conservatives talk about individual liberties and they never talk about the liberty of society, the stuff that the founders talked about at extraordinary length of what kind of culture do we want to live in, what kind of world do we want to be living in?
Absolutely, absolutely. But I guess my question, though, gets around, I mean...
Got about 10 seconds here, Rob.
A bunch of money means a lot of power, a lot of political power. Why don't I want to defend myself and my political power by restricting other people's money?
Rama, hang on. That didn't make sense to me. I want to ask you to ask that again right after this break. And Ray, hang on. We'll get your answer. This is Tom Hartman, the IE America Radio Network. We'll be right back.
does corporate power have to do with disarmament? How does working for racial justice affect trade agreements? And what do they all have to do with the Cuban blockade? Having trouble making a connection? It's our specialty. The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, for 88 years, connecting the issues for democracy and social justice. Why don't you connect with us? WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
More people might be finding seawater coming out of their sinks. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. People in some places are looking to salt water as a source of fresh water. They're finding that the process of desalination is getting more efficient and less expensive as a source of drinking water. The largest desalination plant in the United States is in Tampa Bay, Florida. It pumps an estimated 25 million gallons of fresh water into the city water system every day. A lot of briny salt water is left over after desalination. Some people were worried that these leftovers would cause problems in Tampa Bay, but Mark Luther says that's not the case. Luther is a marine scientist at the University of South Florida, and he studied water circulation in Tampa Bay. He says the leftovers from the desalination plant are diluted before they're discharged. He says that water has a minimal impact on marine life since most organisms already are accustomed to small shifts in salinity. Luther says desalination plants are likely to become common in cities on the coast.
People tend to congregate in cities in areas where there isn't necessarily a lot of fresh water. Globally, yeah, there's a lot of fresh water. The problem is getting it to where the people live, and that involves significant cost quite often. One of the reasons that desalination facilities are becoming more viable is that the costs of them are going down while the availability and costs of alternative sources of fresh water are going up.
Luther says desalination is becoming more efficient because engineers have designed better filters to separate the water and salt. He says the new filters are durable and they demand less energy to push seawater through them. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
The best of the rest of the news. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
I try to stay here, but my blues go walking. My blues go walking. Go out walking. I try to stay here when I'm going down.
Oh, what a strange bit of bumper music. Welcome back. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network, exposing the con in conservative. And today we're talking with Ray Hederman of the Heritage Foundation, Manager of Operations at the Center for Data Analysis. Rama had a question. Rama, let me tell you what I think I heard you say. I think I heard you say something to the effect of that money equals power in Washington politics. And as a result of the bizarre 1886 Santa Clara County case and whatnot, all this other stuff that we've ranted about, and that power then gives people access to more money, which then gives them access to more power, and you get into a spiral that is toxic to democracy. Is that essentially what you were saying?
Well, that's part of it. Actually, I was getting more just to the point that money equals political power in this country, whether we like it or not. It gives you more access to the press. It gives you more ability to get out there. And even just running myself for a local Vermont representative one time is the amount of time and effort and money I had to expend just to get out there and try to be heard at a low level was a little bit ridiculous. Why don't I, as an individual, want to protect my ability to have an equal say-so in my country as opposed to Steve Forbes or Arnold Schwarzenegger? Why don't I want to protect myself by having some restrictions on upper incomes?
Well, it sounds to me like you're suggesting that you do want to protect yourself.
Yes, I do.
Okay, great.
So,
what you're saying is some type of compensatory tax rate towards the upper boundary or something along those lines, like a much higher interest?
I think what Rama is suggesting is that he does it's about money and politics.
Well, you know, I don't think many people are going to disagree with that. I mean, both parties have obviously run several millionaires for Senate, Senator Cornyn from New Jersey, and you can just look at the influence that money and also fame has a role now in politics. And you can really, I mean, I think you could disagree on how important that is in terms of is it on the part of the voter that perhaps the voters are influenced too much by TV commercials, and would we be better served by a more educated populace who wants to look at positions? Is it fair to restrict money to allow senators to spend whatever they want out of their own campaign pocket, or to restrict campaign finances to give all politicians, say, $50,000 and run with it as well? So, I mean, I think there's a variety of problems there. Tom, let me just address one small problem I have when you're talking about kind of your duty to society and how conservatives view government's kind of role in our society.
May I correct your language first?
Oh, sure.
I don't see this as a duty to society. I see it as it's a choice. Because I can choose not to live in this society.
Right.
I can choose not to live in the mainstream of our culture. I could drop out and become a homeless person or whatever. Or I can choose to move to some other country. And so it is the decision that I make that by participating, the contract that I engage in, that I enter into with my society and the government that I have agreed is going to be part of my society, the contract that I enter into is that I will pay for the services I get.
Right.
So I interrupted you, and I'm picking nits here, so sorry, your point.
Well, you know, just one of the things I was going to point out is that I think people, liberals and conservatives, approach different ways on what's the best way to solve society's problems. And your way is obviously more that the government should offer, I think, believe if I'm hearing you correctly, more services, better services perhaps to the less fortunate, and then we really do have kind of a social obligation to those of us in society. And conservatives look at us more as the way is, what is the best way to help people really help themselves? I think, you know, if we just turn back the clock to the 95 welfare debate and the 96 Welfare Reform Act, we heard a lot of the same arguments that, you know, requiring people to work hours might not be really fair for the government to impose these type of work restrictions on welfare recipients.
Well, if I can interrupt you, Ray, I think you're mischaracterizing my position.
Okay.
I believe that having the government as the employer of last resort is a good idea. And I think that that's a more effective way of stimulating an economy than giving money to people who make millions. And it, you know, this has historically been done by governments all over the world and works quite well, and number one. And number two, I don't think the government should be providing services. I think government should be paying for services. For example, in healthcare, I'm in favor of a single-payer healthcare system, but I'm totally opposed to socialized medicine.
Well, you know, I
think you're going to find that that's the position of most liberals these days.
Right. You know, it seems so.
Our position has been caricatured by people on the right, the Rush Limbaughs of the world.
Well, I mean, I've actually debated with a fair amount of liberals and everything, and so I'm up against a wide variety of a difference of opinions, ranging on things such as welfare reform to taxes and everything. So maybe I've mischaracterized your position here, but I don't think I've mischaracterized what other liberals believe. But anyway, just real quick, back to my point about welfare reform and everything, is that we know now that requiring work for welfare payments was actually a good thing. We've seen a remarkable number of hours worked out of lower income people, which in turn has resulted in a sharp rise to their income and a marked decrease to their poverty. And so,
it's interesting that you say that because you know in yesterday's New York Times, daily choice turned deadly. Children left on their own. Last Sunday, as her night shift neared, Kim Braithwaite faced a hard choice. Her babysitter had not shown up, and if she missed work, she'd lose her job at McDonald's. So she left her children 9 and 1 alone, and somebody set fire to her house. She's now in prison, facing charges of child endangerment. We have this. I mean, that's just one of many. The middle class gain wealth, but not enough. An article in the Washington Post by Albert Crenshaw 2 days ago that the middle class in general basically is 2 paychecks away from absolute total disaster and 3 paychecks away from homelessness. The Associated Press, the day before yesterday, low-income kids feel the sting of budget cuts.
I would say that what
we are seeing is the failure of welfare reform right now.
Well, no, you're looking at the fact, that you have an Urban Brookings conference. I mean, hardly right-wing organizations talking about the fact that you have never seen such a sharp rise in unemployment group and number of hours from an income group. The idea that we've reduced poverty more among certain demographic groups in the last 7 years.
But it was a function of the Clinton economy. Right, that was a function of the Clinton economy because these people are now crashing and burning. And according to your own statistics, what you found was that of people in poverty, 27.8% of them work 40 hours a week or more. Doesn't that say that working isn't what's going to get you out of poverty?
No, I disagree with that. First of all, I think one of the remarkable things about this latest recession is the fact that many of these people who were on welfare and everything, yes, some of them did slip into poverty, but not exactly the catastrophic numbers that people forecasted in 95, 96. I think it shows that the basic tenets of welfare reform was good, and you could point out to numerous success stories about people who started off in the bottom rung and have now moved into managerial slots and some types of employment, such as McDonald's, telemarketer fields, and they've really established themselves moving up the American ladder. And so, I mean, I think that you can point to as many success stories from welfare reform as you can to certain horror stories.
You know, I hear a lot of talk about this, and for example, the point that you made in your article, A Role for Parental Work and Child Poverty, that low-wage jobs are stepping stones to greater things. And I agree, if you're 16 years old. But if you've got somebody 45, 50 years old, or even 25 or 30 years old, who is starting out at $5.50 an hour, $6 an hour, this woman whose children died in this fire that was in the New York Times the day before yesterday, she was a manager at McDonald's, exactly the example you're giving. This is entry level to what? It's entry level to a dead end in the United States. She's never going to end up with a job making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. She's never going to be part of the real middle class of America.
Well, I would disagree with that to a certain degree. I mean, who knows, from a manager at McDonald's and everything, she'd move up to maybe a supervisorial position, move up a little bit more. I mean,
a little bit more.
Do
you know what a supervisor at McDonald's makes?
Depends on what city you're in.
Yeah, okay. Jim in Santa Fe has a question for you. Jim has called 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Jim, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. We are talking with Ray Hederman of the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. I first want to disagree with you, Tom. I wouldn't say that I wouldn't spread the hopelessness of saying that somebody who has a job at McDonald's is never going to go anywhere. I don't think that's fair. It could be a start for somebody.
I agree. I don't disagree, but I think that it's an appropriate. My first job when I was 14 years old was at Henry Hamburgers. I think it's an appropriate job. It's an entry level jobs are appropriate for people fresh out of high school or fresh out of college. But that's not what's happening right now.
All right. Anyway, and with regard to your guest, there is a social safety net in this country that you don't think about or don't mention. For people to drop between the cracks, and that is prison, as Bill Maher has pointed out. But
right.
That's not the bright side of the social safety net we'd like to think is there. I have two questions for you. When you talk about the overall budget picture and the way the economy is going, and that we should shoot for lower expenditures, why does this $400 billion war in Iraq never come under the category of elective expenditures? that we could, you know, we could have elected not to spend? I mean, is that a matter of faith or religion or what for conservatives?
Depends on exactly, I think, who you talk to. I think
I'm asking you.
Well, I think people would argue that it was a matter of national safety going through and standing up to terrorism, making a response, showing that the United States could choose to exert military will and go ahead and maybe break a connection that could have gone.
But, Ray, there were no terrorists in Iraq.
Right.
Well, actually, we do know there were some Iraqi terrorists.
There was
no Al-Qaeda. There's no Al-Qaeda connection in Iraq. But, I mean, Iraq did sponsor, as we know, Hamas terrorists, I believe. It didn't send many funds over to Palestinian terrorists.
As does Saudi Arabia.
Right, and other types of organizations. Right. We know there's no argument that something needs to be done about Saudi Arabia either. Me personally, my personal preference and everything is I would not have gone into Iraq when we did. And so I definitely think that is a small problem for the economy. But in terms of overall expenditures, it's just a drop in the bucket as compared to the other type of the total price of running government, as well as some of the price tags that will be coming due in the next 20 to 30 years.
Okay, Jim, your second question?
I appreciate your answer, and I have another possibly brief question. Is there any proof anywhere that you and Tom, for instance, might agree on that cutting taxes, as Bush has done, has ever directly resulted in creating jobs, creating business?
What you can do is you can look at some of the times of other marginal rate cuts, and we know that when cuts happened, and you can argue, as Tom and I will obviously disagree about, you know, kind of when the cost comes due. I would argue that because people now have more money in their pockets, we know that small businesses have expanded, they start hiring new workers. We have seen some signs of that already, and we definitely saw signs back in the 60s and 90s. And I know Tom's argument is that it's not so much the tax cuts, it's more the increased free spending without the bill coming due. But, I mean, in terms of what we've seen economically wise, when you put money in people's pockets, when you reduce their hours, we have seen job creation and positive GDP growth.
Well, I guess a lot of people have pointed out we spent X billions to create X millions in wealth, but I don't know the figures.
Yeah,
but I appreciate your directness.
Yeah, it certainly seems the case to me, Jim. Jim, thank you for the call, and Ray, thanks for the response to that. We've got a couple more callers here, and we've only got a few minutes, Ray, so let's try and get through these and get through them fairly quickly. Armin in Florida, a brief question for Ray Hederman of the Heritage Foundation.
I'd love to just make a statement. Since I've been on this earth, and I'm 50, I've never seen the economy more screwed up by an administration in my whole life. You people are pathetic, especially the Heritage Foundation. You are nothing but protectionists for the insiders and the elite. You have destroyed this country by moving the manufacturing jobs out. You've taken certain segments. You've stripped the equity from what's left of the middle class. You people are pathetic. And I think
got it, Armin. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Calling people names is you know, I don't disagree with your philosophical position, but
it's important to remember, Tom, that the manufacturing sector has been shedding jobs for the past 20 years. And that some of the steps we've taken has just...
Yeah, ever since Reagan started this stuff.
But, you know, I mean, it depends on what you agree with the free trade. I mean, as we pointed out with India and everything, you're seeing more opportunities come around as the rest of the world...
Ray, the last time I was in India, Microsoft had a job fair going on down in Madras. And they were... My recollection of the time, I read it in the newspaper in India, was that they were going to hire 10,000 people. No, that they were going to hire 50,000 people. I don't know if it was right then or if it was over some long period of time. And they were looking for people with master's degrees, and their starting pay, as I recall, again, I may be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure I'm right, was around $10,000 a year.
Right.
And those are all jobs that would have been here in the United States had we had the laws that we had in 1970, but now will not be in the United States. Now, I'm not, you know, I can see how that might benefit India. I'm not sure how that benefits the United States.
Well, but the corollary to that, obviously, is you can make an argument that has a consequence. Microsoft is able to produce cheaper products, and so nowadays,
you're saying it helps big corporations, and that's good. And I get it that that's the core conservative thing is cheap labor is good, corporations doing well is good.
It increases the wealth, Tom, because,
yeah.
because you know, if they're not paying that, they're able to offer more goods to more people at a lower number of costs. And let me also say that cheap labor is not the only reason for jobs going out, and it's not the most – it is an important reason, but it's not the sole reason for jobs. Otherwise, you'd see all the jobs moving out to cheap labor markets, such as, you know, Taiwan, India, things of that nature.
All the jobs that can move, moving, and they're moving faster and faster. We got Sarah in Santa Fe has a question for you. Sarah has called 1-800-TALK. Yes, Sarah, thanks for calling. You're on the air with Ray Hederman and Tom Hartman.
Great, thanks. Regarding what you were talking about with entry-level jobs and cheap labor, it really hits home with me. I am 30 years old, and I'm a musician.
And Sarah, if I may interrupt you, we have about 30 seconds here.
Okay, well, I have a college degree in music, which I'm $30,000 in debt for. And I deliver flowers during the day, and I wait tables at night. And my flower delivery job pays me $8 an hour. And if I didn't wait tables at night, you know, I'd have to work 60 hours a week just to be able to support myself with this hourly job.
Yeah.
And I just think that that's a good indication of how messed up everything really is.
Yeah, this is the challenge, Ray. Your conservative policies have brought us a middle class that is very quickly becoming the working poor.
Well,
Ray, I'll give you an opportunity to respond to that right after this break, Ray. The music is upon us. This is Tom Hartman on the IE America Radio Network, the True People's Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
To create a real democracy in this country, we need to sit down and talk with other people. Democracy begins with conversation, but how do we begin the conversation? The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom has a 10-week study guide called Challenge Corporate Power, Assert the People's Rights, to help you get the conversation started in your community. It's free on the web at WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
Toyota owners, get over to your Toyota dealer and get this feeling. The feeling of winning a $10,000 American Express branded gift card. Toyota's giving away 12 of them, plus 1,000 more worth $100 each. Just bring your Toyota into your participating Toyota dealer for service and enter. You'll get the very best service performed by Toyota trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts. Come in today and enter for your chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends October 31st. Void where prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents who are valid licensed drivers and 18 or older. Void in Hawaii. Official rules available at toyota.com/owners.
Daddy, can't we read a different book tonight?
Shh. We're just getting to the good part. To set the correct throttle position, loosen the pinch bolt to rotate the governor arm.
Have a passion for fixing things? Sears has over 4.5 million parts for all major brands of lawn equipment and home appliances. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME. Click on Sears.com or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find parts for all major brands, no matter where you bought them? Sears. Good life, great price.
Dermarest, the psoriasis solution, asks,
what's complete freedom? For me, it's an open road with the top down. It's my bare arms getting warmed by the sun. It's my bare arms without a trace of psoriasis.
Complete freedom, brought to you by the complete relief of Dermarest psoriasis. Unlike brands which only relieve itching and inflammation, Dermarest psoriasis also removes the embarrassing scales, allowing healthy skin to grow.
Healthy skin? That's complete freedom.
Dermarest, the psoriasis solution.
Nothing complements a ball game like a bag of roasted peanuts. I like to eat them 3-4 at a time, and I'm talking the jumbo ones, lightly salted and fresh from the shell.
Ah, peanuts, baseball, and the crack of my tooth!
Don't let toothaches interfere with your life. When you can't get to the dentist, get Maximum Strength Ambisol. It contains the same strong pain relief medicine your dentist uses, so it works faster than you can say, ah. Maximum Strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone. Uses direct.
What do you think I like about communing with nature as much as I do, being on the tractor as much time as I do, or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? You're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature! And you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky.
We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Show.
Adam, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. What's up?
I just find it that you guys are really cynical to believe that Cheney or Bush or any of these guys would risk troop lives to make money. You must think that these guys are really evil people.
If you go back to 1998 and read the Project for a New American Century, what they were saying basically, if we're going to continue to consume 25% of the planet's oil, then our security is at risk if we can't secure our oil supplies. So we have to secure the oil supplies by seizing control of the Middle East.
Is this what you say they said, or is this what they had stated in a policy and in a
this is
a
what they
contract?
Said.
Why is this on CNN every night?
It was on CNN a year ago. It was on CNN in 1998. They wrote a letter to Bill Clinton demanding that he attack Iraq, and that letter has been a public document ever since. And it was signed by all of these guys who are now in the administration.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
We're receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. Might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, So please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, So please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, So please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. Try listening again or contact your broadcaster.